This is Walking Your Talk, a personal development podcast about leadership, authenticity, and courage. I'm Carolyn Taylor, and I've spent my life working with leaders in organizations on how to change their culture. But this is much more personal. If you want to be known as someone who walks your talk at work and beyond, then this podcast is for you. Hello, and welcome to the next episode in this series I'm recording to introduce you to our new tool, the Taylor Assessment, and at the same time to talk you through the six culture archetypes on which the assessment is based, because I'm pretty sure that at least one of them will align to the type of culture that you're most interested in building and the type of contribution that you really want to make to your organization. So I'm excited to introduce you today to the archetype that I call One Team. And oh my, I have had a lot of clients talk to me about wanting a One Team culture recently. And I think it's probably because it's one of the more difficult ones to build. It touches, or it goes against some of the human instincts of self-interest and, you know, building one's own little fortress or little empire. And that can be quite hard to overcome. But the rewards are pretty great. So I'm sure you're familiar with the term working in silos. And you probably know the frustration that builds when you can see people working away in their own little areas, in their patch, and not really paying any regard to whether what they're doing is damaging other parts of the organization, or even that, you know, that the net benefit for the organization may be low, even though their individual piece might be seen as quite positive. And that's really what One Team is designed to challenge and to change, because when people are working in a one-team culture and in a one-team way, the overall group is more important than the individual pieces. So the overall group then can become more successful, more profitable, faster to launch a new product, faster to respond to customers, less duplication of effort, sharing of best practice, sharing expertise. And, you know, from a human point of view, from what it feels like to actually be working in there, there's this feeling of being supported and encouraged by your peers. So lots of benefits and some work to get there. So imagine that you are a leader in an organization that is not very one team right now and wants to become more that way. So as you know, if you've been listening to the previous episodes, the Taylor Assessment measures what we call preferences. So what are the archetypes and the specific behavior that individuals will constantly fall back on, feel passionate about, tend to encourage in others? So we were very curious to research and test and validate what the behaviors were that really contributed to building a one-team culture. And these are the ones that we have found in our research keep rising to the top. Underneath all of it is an ability to see the bigger picture and to want to contribute to that alongside other people rather than go off on your own path. So that's the kind of underlying mindset, I think, that you need to have with one team. And if that is present, then it will tend to show up in a number of different behaviors. And these are the ones that we have been measuring. The first one is the desire to collaborate. And collaboration does require some give and take, because you don't always get your own way on things. And rather what you've got to be doing is to build solutions with other people together, which are really good for the whole, good for most individuals, but, you know, from time to time on any given day, you may have to sacrifice something. Now, if you can build that attitude in yourself and find others to put in your team that have that, and then hire in from the outside with that in mind, you will start to build a one-team approach, a one-team culture. In addition to collaboration, we also think that a core attribute, a core preference for one-team people is they are led to be generous. They want other people to succeed. They choose to give their time and their expertise to make that happen. And so they are generous in what they offer other people. And as a result, of course, between collaboration and generosity, you have this reach out, this desire, this intention to find other people, to understand that bigger picture, to see how it can all come together and how we can come up with the best solution. So collaboration and generosity are absolutely at the root of it all in the one team culture. And then rounding off the five that we ended up prioritizing, we then identified three ways of interacting with people which builds trust and which makes sure that the team is able to operate at its best. And when I say team, I'm talking the lateral team across the organization, not just your own individual team that you happen to be leading. One team is very much about working outside of your natural team. And the three that we have are transparency, constructive challenge, and openness. Transparency, because you have to be predisposed towards sharing more and not less if you're going to contribute to a one-team culture. And not just transparency about the good bits or what's working, but also transparency about what isn't going so well. It all really needs to be on the table, and that happens with people who are consistently willing to prioritize doing that. Constructive challenge, because in the process of getting things on the table, it's also important to challenge what you hear other people saying. And everyone being too polite really doesn't lead to that best team outcome. So you can be transparent about what you're thinking, but also be willing to challenge and receive challenge about, from other people about what's being said. And then finally, openness, which measures how you respond to other people's challenge, whether you come across as defensive and make it hard for people to challenge you, or whether you are genuinely curious and keen to get feedback and to hear other people's points of view. So collaboration and generosity as the underpinning, and transparency, constructive challenge, and openness as the three ways of then interacting across the organization. So how does all this relate to you right now? Firstly, how important is a one-team culture to your business or to your team? What are the benefits that you might be missing out on by not having that culture and those attitudes and those behaviors? And if it matters a lot, then all of you will benefit from having a good look in the mirror in terms of your own personal contribution to achieving that culture. Where do you help it get stronger? Where do you maybe hold it back or not role model it or tolerate different behaviors in other people? And the Taylor assessment could be a way for you to look at, you know, hold up the mirror in that way and then share your results and give feedback to each other about how you experience each other. Because some of you may have other archetypes which you display more strongly than one team. Maybe you're obsessed with customers or your passion shows up in being highly innovative. And it's good to have diversity in a team and to benefit from the preferences and passions of different people. But to really build a one-team culture, you will need collectively to dedicate yourselves to building those five behaviors that I've outlined. All of you will need at least some of them to show up as being important to you. And the Taylor assessment can open some really valuable key conversations between you and some insights as well about yourself. So I encourage you to use this opportunity to really focus on that lateral cross-company collaboration, not just within your immediate team, but those who are more distant, maybe whose objectives are not completely aligned to yours, but overall for the good of the organization. Ideally, both of you need to be able to achieve what you're trying to achieve. And there are definitely going to be people whose work will be impacted by yours and vice versa. So how can you reach out and work together for the benefit of the whole? So go well. And if you want to find out more specifics about the Taylor assessment, put in an inquiry on the Walking the Talk website. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.